们园林教会弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters in Garden Grove Church。
感谢主的恩典，让小弟有这个机会再回到这里跟大家一起同守安息。
I give thanks to the grace of God that I have the opportunity to come here again to observe the Sabbath day with you all。
小弟这次回来这里是为神学生上最后一门课。
The reason why I came here was to give lessons to the theological training students.
也是为了要来主持这次的结业式。
And to also conduct the closing ceremony this time.
也有这个机会跟弟兄姐妹一起来分享神的道理。
And I also have the opportunity here to share the words of God with you.
愿主的恩惠与我们同在。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you all.
我们每一周都能够来到会堂一起来享受神的祝福，这是何等的美好呢？
How beautiful is it for us to come here every week to be here in the chapel.
现在奉主耶稣圣名来谈主手按我口。
So now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I will talk about having the Lord's hand on my mouth.
现在请翻开耶利米书第一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
请从第四节读到第十节。
Let's read from verses 4 to 10.
请读。
Verse 4, 第四节。Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 第五节。Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. 第六节。Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. 第七节 But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. 第八节 Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. 第九节 Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me,Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. 第十节 See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
这段圣经是神呼召耶利米做先知的时候所讲的话所发生的事。
This passage is when God called the prophet Jeremiah, the words he spoke.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，也谢谢弟兄姐妹的爱心接待，让神学生可以在这里受训。
We give thanks to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and also for the love of the brothers and sisters so that the students could be here for their training.
这一届的神学生是2017年开始上课的。
This class of students, they started their training in 2017.
他们到星期二的时候，他们就完成了三年的课程。
So next Tuesday will be the completion of their 3 years of study.
这是他们在学习侍奉神的第一个阶段的结束。
And this is the ending of their first phase of learning to serve God.
两位学生在各不同的地点学习三年。
And the two students have been doing their studies in different locations.
结束之后，他们接下去是第二段的开始，就是出去实习。
And when they are done here, they will start their second phase of their study.
那在这个时候用这段信息跟他们做勉励，也跟我们弟兄姐妹互相勉励。
And so, at this time, I would like to use this message as encouragement to them as well as the brothers and sisters.
先知是奉派去传神的话。
The prophet is someone who is sent out by God to proclaim God's message.
神差派先知的时候，通常都是选民信仰最黑暗的时候。
And when God sends out his prophets, it is usually during the darkest time of the faith of his chosen people.
在耶利米的时代,
in the time of Jeremiah,
这是犹大国即将被毁灭的时候。
It was during the time when the kingdom of Judah was about to be destroyed.
是人的心离开神的时代。
And it was a time when the hearts of people were far away from God.
这包括君王 到祭司到先知都是。
So, it included the king, the prophets, and
priests.
And the priests.
啊，那当然，那神的百姓，他们就离开神。
And so, of course, the people of God, left God.
他们离开神，啊，他们所跟随的就是啊，假神偶像。
And so, when the people left God, they followed the false gods, the idols.
他们不再啊，按照神的法则过生活。
And they no longer lived their lives according to God's commands.
当时候，神的百姓，他们按照异邦的风俗在过日子。
At the time, the people of God were living according to the customs of the other nations.
所以人的心没有诚实。
So the hearts of men were lacking sincerity.
没有爱。
They were lacking love.
也没有公义。
And they were lacking righteousness.
基本上是不怕神的。
And basically, they did not fear God.
他们甚至觉得说神的说的话不会实现。
And they even believed that the words spoken by God would never come to fulfillment.
那个时代的人喜欢听好话。
At that time, the people loved to hear good words.
要听赞美的话。
They wanted to hear words of praise.
所以许多先知他也是说好话。
So many of the prophets at the time also spoke good words.
但是他们所说的话却不是神要他们说的。
But the words that they spoke were not words that God wanted them to speak.
他们是凭自己的意识去讲的。
They were speaking words of their own accord.
那目的就是为了要让人喜欢的。
And the purpose was to please man.
在这样一个很富有挑战性的时代里，神兴起了耶利米先知。
And during this very challenging period of time, God raised up Jeremiah.
耶利米其实他是祭司的家庭长大的。
Jeremiah grew up in the family of a priest.
在年幼的时候，神的话亲自临到他。
And when he was young, the words of God went to him.
第五节。
In verse 5,
神跟他说。
God told him.
他是被神拣选所分别为圣的。
That God chose him to sanctify him.
而且是在他还没有出生以前神的旨意就定的。
And it was something that was set as the will of God before he was born.
神把他分别出来是要让他做列国的先知。
And God sanctified him and separated him to ordain him as a prophet to the nations.
这是一个很特殊的使命。
And it was a very special mission.
也看到我们每一个人的生命其实都有神赋予的意义。
And we can see here that every one of our lives actually has the will of God.
我们在还没有出生以前，其实主耶稣都认识我们的。
Before we were born, the Lord Jesus knew us.
因为他是永远存在的。
Because God always existed.
他创造我们的生命。
And he created our lives.
所以我们在还没有创世以前，神就在基督里拣选我们，认识我们。
So the Lord Jesus, God chose us before the foundation of the world in Christ Jesus.
在时候满足神所预定的时间点，他呼召我们进入他的教会。
And when the time has come, according to the pre-appointed times, God called us into His church.
让我们可以更认识他。
So that we could come to know Him.
让我们可以了解他的心意。
And that we can understand His heart.
一样，耶利米他其实是神特别所拣选的。
It is the same with Jeremiah. He was especially chosen by God.
要做列国的先知，表示他要对万民传讲信息。
He was to be the prophet to the nations, meaning that he needs to send the message to all the nations.
他的信息不是只有单一的以色列人。
And his message was not just to the Israelites.
是要将这个神的信息让列国列邦都知道。
He was to proclaim the message of God to all nations.
那这个时候其实耶利米先知是很犹豫的。
At this point in time, Prophet Jeremiah was very hesitant.
第六节说
Verse 6, it
他跟神回答说我不知道怎样说。
His response back to God was, I cannot speak.
基本上他也不知道该说什么。
And basically, he did not know what to say.
因为在他所成长的环境里面，他所看到的基本上百姓会有何种反应，他应该已经知道的。
So, in the environment that he grew up in, he already knew basically the reactions that the people would have.
已经可以知道他接下去要面对的人要讲的信息 会得到的反应是非常艰难的。
And he already knew that the message that he needed to tell the people what kinds of reactions he would get.
他跟神说他是没有经验的。
So he told God, I have no experience.
他不知道说什么。
I do not know what to speak.
要怎么说？
Or how to speak.
所以今天其实我们每一个人都是这样子的。
And it is the same with each and every one of us today.
很多时候我们不知道当说什么。
Many times we do not know what to say.
有时候神要我们去做一份工作，我们也会觉得说我不知道从何做起。
Sometimes when God wants us to do a task, we do not know how to begin.
但是既然是神所拣选的，神他就会帮助。
But since God is the one who chose, then God would help with the work.
神的旨意一定不能被拦阻。
And God's will cannot be stopped.
就像当初神差遣摩西去带领以色列百姓出埃及一样。
Just like when God chose Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
这个时候耶利米他的犹豫神出声音跟他鼓励。
So at this time, the hesitancy that Jeremiah expressed, God voiced to him his encouragement.
第七节说
，Verse 7 it says，
你不要说我是年幼的。
Do not say I'm a youth.
也就是说，不要认为自己是没有经验。
Meaning, do not think that you are lacking experience.
因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去。
For you shall go to all to whom I send you.
我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。
And whatever I command you, you shall speak.
所以基本上，其实先知的工作说困难也很困难，但是说简单也很简单。
So basically, the job or the work of a prophet is easy, but at the same time, it's hard.
因为他后面有一个全能的真神。
Because behind the prophet, there is an almighty God.
他其实是不需要自己要计划什么的。
So he does not need to plan anything on his own.
因为他去哪里是神告诉他去的。
Because no matter where he goes, it's God who tells him to go.
神要他去这个地方要讲的话，一定事先告诉他的。
And the places that God sends him to go, God will tell him what to speak.
所以神就很简单的说，我派你去哪里，你就去就对了。
So God simply just told him, just go to wherever I send you.
去了之后要说什么，我就告诉你，你就说了。
And after you go, whatever I tell you, you just speak.
所以现在神的意思就是，先知的口要成为神的口。
So God means that the mouth of the prophet has to become the mouth of God.
那他的脚要成为神的脚。
And the feet of the prophet has to become the feet of God.
神要去哪里说什么话，就派先知去了。
And wherever God wants to go, he will send the prophet.
那这个先知他要勇敢的接受。
And the prophet has to accept it with courage.
因为神要派去的地方基本上都是罪恶很重的地方。
Because the places God wants to send the prophet is places filled with sin.
都是人心很诡诈的一群人。
And it is to a group of people with treacherous hearts.
而且是充满诡诈，而且是仇恨的。
The hearts of people were filled with treachery and hatred.
神说第八节，他鼓励。
Verse 8, God said this as an encouragement.
不要惧怕，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。
Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you.
这是神的应许跟保证。
This is God's promise and guarantee.
因为有神同在就不用害怕。
With the abidance of God, he does not need to be afraid.
我们今天如果知道神跟我们同在，其实我们就算走过死荫的幽谷也不害怕。
Today, if we understand God is abiding with us, even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will not be afraid.
因为神会在我们的敌人面前摆设筵席。
Because God will set a banquet or a feast in front of our enemies.
我们看到神的作为远超过我们人所能够想象的。
And we see that the work of God is far beyond what we can imagine.
那神的应许跟他的鼓励不是只是讲一讲而已。
And God's promise and his encouragement is not just something that he speaks.
你看神他鼓励先知，接下去他做一件事。
So God encouraged the prophet and then he immediately did something.
接下去第九节是神伸手按我的口。
Verse 9, the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth.
这个神他伸出他的大能的手去按住了那个去摸了这个先知的口。
This Almighty God stretched out his hand and touched the mouth of the prophet.
那然后就对先知说，我已经将当说的话传给你。
And said to the prophet, I have put my words in your mouth.
我们知道在圣经里面，有时候他这个神的手啊，你如果看圣经，他有时候其实意思就是神的灵。
So in the Bible, when it talks about the hand of God, it's referring to the Spirit of God.
现在神的手在先知的口上。
So now the hand of God is on the mouth of the prophet.
然后说，我把我的话传给你。
And God said, I have put my words in your mouth.
所以现在先知所得到的信息是从神来的。
So the message from the prophet is from God.
神一定是先把他的话放在先知的口里面的。
God first put his words in the mouth of the prophet.
那他之后就是去说了。
And then the prophet will speak.
那这个时候先知的口就是变成神的口。
So at this time, the mouth of the prophet becomes the mouth of God.
他要做什么工作？
And what kind of work does the prophet have to do?
他不是去讨好人的工作。
His job is not to please men.
第十节说，
Verse 10 it says,
看啊，我今日立你在列国列邦之上。
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms.
也就是说，神要先知扮演的角色是超越的。
So the role that God wants this prophet to play is transcending.
代表神去讲出神的话。
He is to represent God to speak the words of God.
真的要侍奉的是这位天上独一的真神。
And the person or the one that he serves is this God in heaven.
他所得到的权柄不是从政治上列国列邦来的。
And the authority given to the prophet is not from the nations in this world.
是从天上的神赋给的。
But it is given to him by the God in heaven.
所以他是神所立的。
So he is set by God.
要做什么？
And what kind of work does he have to do?
要拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆。
He has to reach out to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down.
就是要去对付这些罪。
He has to face these sins.
要让这些错误的可以被承认而且改变。
He has to make people confess and realize their sins and turn.
当时候耶利米的时代。
At the time of Jeremiah.
神的旨意就是准备要把这个国倾覆了。
The will of God was to destroy the nation.
要让这个百姓去真的体验他们作恶的结果。
To let the people experience the consequences of their sins.
在神要拆毁以前，他一定要先派先知去通知他们。
And before God destroys, he has to send the prophet to tell them.
也就是说，要先去警告。
To warn them.
让他们明白。
So that the people can understand.
他们所做的是神所厌恶的。
That what they were doing were detestable to God.
神事实上也是慈爱怜悯的。
And God is also very loving and merciful.
所以神他，你看从早到晚，他就派先知出去传讲警告。
So God sent them prophets from morning till night.
就是为了让百姓有机会可以回头。
In order to give the people an opportunity to turn back.
当时候神真的是从早到晚都是送先知出去的。
At the time, God indeed sent prophets from morning till night.
如果我们看耶利米书第七章。
If we read Jeremiah chapter 7,
第十三节。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
请读十三节。
Let's read verse 13. And now, because you have done all these works, says the Lord, and I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear, and I called you, but you did not answer.
这里特别提到说，其实神他从古时候到现在都一样。
Here it talks about how God is the same from old until now.
当神的百姓他们偏离了神的正路之后。
When the people of God strayed away from the path of God.
通常神他就会派出先知去警告。
God would send prophets to warn them.
但这个时候常常都是百姓是不听从的。
But many times the people would not listen.
这里特别说神呼唤，但他们却不会回应。
Here this verse says that God called them, but they did not answer.
那当时候其实百姓他们有一个错误的信仰。
And at that time the people had the wrong kinds of faith.
他们表面上是在敬拜神。
On the surface, they were worshiping God.
可是他们实际上的行为却是离神很远的。
But in reality, their actions were far away from God.
那个时候 的那个人的心跟行为是在第七章的第九节那里所看到的。
At the time, the hearts of men and their actions were stated in verse 9.
他行恶又随从不认识的别神。
They were wicked and they walk after other gods that they do not know.
但是第十节
in verse 10,
他们还是来到神的殿啊。
Yet they still go in the temple of God.
然后来到神面前敬拜，又说我们可以自由的。
And they would worship in the presence of God and say we are delivered.
所以他们其实是信仰跟生活是分开的。
So their faith and their lives were separated.
当时候神的百姓处在这样一个非常混乱的状态里。
So the people of God at the time were in this very chaotic state.
那现在神就派他的仆人出去警告。
So God sent his servant to warn them.
在不听之后就是拆毁。
And if they refuse to hear, then the next thing is they would be destroyed.
所以神要拆毁以前，一定先有一个信息。
So before God destroys, He would always send a message.
但是其实神真的要做的，要先做的工作是要建立，要栽植建立。
But God really wanted the prophet to do the job of planting and to build.
所以神的先知，他当作神的口，最后是要去建立神的百姓。
So the prophet of God, being the mouth of God, his ultimate purpose is to build the people of God.
我们知道以色列犹大国的百姓他们后来被巴比伦帝国灭了。
As we understand, the people from the kingdom of Judah were destroyed by the Babylonians.
当时候神其实就透过耶利米先知，他讲出一个。预言跟应许。
And so God, through Prophet Jeremiah, spoke a prophecy and a promise.
如果我们看耶利米书二十九章
，If we turn to Jeremiah chapter 29,
这是神真正要做的工作。
This was the work that God wanted to do.
看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
二十九章第十节。
Jeremiah 29 verse 10.For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
12.
Verse 12. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. 13. And you will seek me.And find me when you search for me with all your heart.
你看这里特别提到说，神他的意念是要赐平安的意念。
So here it specifically says that the thoughts of God is peace.
要让他的百姓末后有指望。
To give his people a future and a hope.
让他们懂得最后可以真的专心的来寻求神。
So that they can understand to finally call upon God.
他们愿意呼求神，神就回应他们，他们就能够体验到。这位神是活的，是在听他们祷告的神。
When they are willing to seek after God, then God will respond to them, and they will experience that this God they worship is alive.
所以最后他们会愿意从心里面来顺服神。
So in their hearts, they will be willing to be obedient to God.
他们可以明白神的法则。
And they will understand God's laws.
神的法则其实是很清楚的。
And God's laws are very clear.
透过他的仆人众先知已经都教导百姓而且固定时间都会跟他们传讲。
The laws of God have been taught to His people through His servants and the teachers.
要建立，就是要让百姓可以知道哪一条路是正确的，要走在上面。
To build up the people so that the people would understand which path is the correct path and they should walk on.
要愿意遵守神所定的法则。
And to be willing to obey God's laws.
所以神跟先知这样子。勉励。
So God encouraged the prophet
按手在他的口
to put his hand on the mouth of the prophet.
那我们现在其实我们每一个人基本上在基督里面都要成为这样的角色。
So every one of us in Christ Jesus is to become this role.
因为当圣灵临到我们的时候
Because when the Holy Spirit comes upon us,
当神的恩典我们有体验以后，
when we have experienced the grace of God,
我们基本上会很愿意的去跟别人分享我们从主所领受的。
We are willing to share what we have received from the Lord with others.
这也是我们为什么常常读圣经，我们听道理。
And that is why we read the Bible often and we hear sermons.
我们听了之后，我们会想要把它传出去的。
After we have heard, we want to share them.
我们要愿意让我们的口来被神所用。
We have to be willing for our mouths to be used by God.
两件事 要互相提醒。
So there are two things that serve as reminders for us.
来看耶利米书第十五章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 15.
耶利米书第十五章。
Jeremiah 15.
请读第十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
第十九节。
Verse 19. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them.
这里神特别跟先知说。
Here God specifically said to the prophet,
你若归回，就是归到回到神的面前。
If you return, meaning if you return to the presence of God.
因为先知在这个传讲信息过程当中，他曾经非常的失望。
Because the prophet, as he was preaching the message of God, he was very disappointed.
他甚至觉得说好像神骗了他一样。
He even felt like God lied to him.
因为他受到的对待远超过他还没有去以前所能够想象的。
Because the reactions that he got and the treatments he got from the people were far beyond what he could imagine.
他在第十八节才说，难道你待我有诡诈，像流干的河道吗？
And that is why in verse 18 he says, will you surely be to me like an unreliable stream as waters that fail?
所以他觉得说，好像神派他出去讲的话并没有他所想象的效果。
So he felt like the words that God wanted him to speak did not have the same results as what he expected.
在我们侍奉过程当中都碰到挑战。
In our service, in our servitude, we would face challenges.
永远都要知道要回到神的面前来。
But we need to know this always that we need to return to the presence of God.
神说，你若归回。
God says, if you return.
我就将你再带来，使你站在我的面前。
Then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me.
我们就能够一直侍奉神。
So that we can continue to serve God.
成为神的口。
To become His mouth.
第二，你若将宝贵的跟下贱的把它分别出来。
Secondly, if you take out the precious from the vial.
也就是说，能够分别什么是我们该说的话，什么是不该说的话。
Which means that we need to discern what are the words that we ought to speak and what are the words we should not.
如何分别为圣？
That we understand how to be separated and holy.
我们愿意追求圣洁。
And that we are willing to pursue after holiness.
像以赛亚先知他要去讲神的话以前。
Just like prophet Isaiah before he speaks the words of God.
神的使者特别从祭坛取的火炭，把它放在他的口。
The angel of God took a coal from the altar and put it at his mouth.
然后说你的嘴唇洁净了。
And said to him that your mouth are cleansed.
然后他就接下去就听到神的呼喊了。
And then later on, Prophet Isaiah heard the calling of God.
有谁愿意出去呢？
Who will go for us?
先知就回应说，我在这里，差遣我。
And the prophet responded, says, here am I, send me.
因为接下去要讲神的话。
Because he would speak the words of God later on.
我们的口要洁净。
So our mouths have to be clean.
神他用他的宝血洁净我们。
God used His own precious blood to cleanse us.
我们每一个人，我们一定要有这个立志才行。
But each and every one of us must set this determination.
因为这个嘴巴，我们每天讲很多话。
Because we speak many words with our mouth.
我们要把我们的口分别出来。
So we need to separate our mouth.
所以，若是能够把宝贵的跟下贱的分别。
So if we can separate what is precious from the vile.
那你就做我的口。
Then we will be the mouth of God.
然后他说，他们就必归向你。
You shall be as my mouth, let them return to you.
但是你不可归向他们。
But you must not return to them.
也就是说，当百姓他们用不一样的方式来对待的时候，你要小心。
So when the people treat you differently, then you need to be careful.
神第二十节说，
God says in verse
20, 我要让你变得很坚定。
I will make you a fortified bronze.
虽然 他们攻击你，但是不能够胜过你。
Even though they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail.
神再一次的强调，我与你同在。
So God once again emphasizes, I am with you.
要拯救。
To save.
所以他们可以完成工作。
So that the prophet can complete his work.
这个就是神他用了先知的口。
So this is how God uses the mouth of the prophet.
我们今天教会训练的神学生。
The theological students at the church is training.
就是希望每一个都能够成为神的口。
Our hope is that each and every one of them will be the mouth of God.
我们弟兄姐妹都能够从他们的口中来得到神的信息。
And the brothers and sisters will be able to receive the messages of God through their mouths.
他们完成他们的学习之后。
And after they're done with their studies,
要真的进入教会里面的侍奉。
And they will enter into the servitude of the church.
要真的去跟信徒相处。
And they will spend their time with the believers.
去面对各种挑战。
And to face all kinds of challenges.
这当中需要弟兄姐妹的带导。
And in this process, they need our prayers.
让神学生都能够很坚定的侍奉到最后。
So that the theological students can serve until the end.
让他们都能够懂得回归到神面前。
So that they will understand to always go back to the presence of God.
都能够一直保守圣洁。
And to always keep their holiness.
把自己分别出来。
To separate themselves.
能够一直成为神的口。
So that they can always be the mouth of God.
愿主耶稣基督帮助带领。
May the Lord Jesus help.
弟兄姐妹也帮助祷告。
And may the brothers and sisters help with our prayers.
让他们侍奉的心智能够一直都是火热的。
So that the determinations that they have to serve will always be zealous.
所做的工能够成为美好，来造就教会，来荣耀尊神。
And the works that they do will always be beautiful and edifying to the church.
我们现在就先一起跪下来祷告。
Bring glory to God. So let us pray together.
接下来我们就请神学生跟讲员讲一些感谢的话。
And then we will ask the students and the teacher to speak some words.
现在同心祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.